We're talking with Hannah from Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, a couple of proposals that they are taking public comment on at the moment. Good afternoon.
Hi, good to be here.
Yes, thank you. So how's everything in the park right now? Are you getting that typical 2 feet of snow or what?
It's not too snowy just yet. We haven't gotten snow in a couple days, but it's definitely cooling off and quieting down over here.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Well, one of the places that people like to go to, especially in the summer, is the lighthouse and take those tours. And there's a proposal to double the fee on that. Now, that's not a large, it's just percentage of it. Explain to me the proposal, why that would happen, and also moving it to recreation.gov, which people have mixed results with, I'll put it that way. Sometimes people just don't fare well with that particular website.
For sure. Yeah, so our proposal for the Osaba Light Station tours is to increase the fee from the current fee of $5 per person to $10 per person. And so that fee increase is needed for the continued upkeep of those historical buildings, with building costs going up and other costs going up. We need a little bit more money to continue the upkeep of those buildings and to also fund personnel out there as well, the people who do those tours and create the programs that go on out there. And the fee would be moving to recreation.gov if these proposals went through, which would be an online reservation system, which would allow people to reserve those tours ahead of time, and it would avoid having to pay with exact cash on site.
Would there still be an option to show up and pay right there at the time of the tour?
Currently, we're just looking at completely moving to recreation.gov to pay for tours.
Okay, so the way it's been is you just come to the tour and you just hand over a $5 bill, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay. And so why would that be the case? Why would they switch? What's the reasoning for moving it to that system?
Yeah, absolutely. So we would move to recreation.gov just to reduce the need for having exact change. We didn't make change out there, so it would reduce the need to bring the exact amount of money that you would need out there. And it would also reduce cash being on site, and so that would increase security of the premises.
Okay. Now, there's another proposal that you're also taking comment on dealing with the backcountry cabin. Would they build one out there, or is there already one there that you'd move into the system? What's the proposal?
Yeah, so there's been a cabin back there for a while. It's been there for a long time, but we're just now considering moving it onto recreation.gov as a reservable amenity. And so that it's more akin to a shelter. There's no electricity or running water, but it's about a mile west of the 12 Mile Beach campground, and it's right along the North Country Trail. And our proposal is to put it on recreation.gov as reservable for $35 a night. And people could reserve that as they, you know, make their way down the NCT. And so that would be an option there.
Okay. So no one has been able to, it's just been sitting there.
Yep. Right now, it had not been developed to be occupied by anybody, and it had not been offered as a visitor opportunity.
So that would change under this plan.
Yep, that would change under this proposal. It would just be to introduce that as an opportunity for people to reserve.
Okay, so how can people make their comments in this public comment period?
Yeah, so our public comment period is open until the end of the month, so December 31st, and people can find the link to submit their comments on Facebook. We have a pinned post there, and there you'll find the link to those two proposals so you can read all about them and to the public comment form.
Okay, and then at what point will a decision be made then to make these changes?
It'll come following. Depending on how many comments we get, we'll have to work through those before we make a decision.
Okay. Anything else you want to let people know about?
I think that's it. You can check out our website for more information, and you can always check out any of our social medias for more information as well. We're on Facebook and on Instagram.
All right. Thanks a lot, Hannah. Appreciate your talking with us today and answering our questions, and we'll let people know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.